I wonder just how many goosebumps could be generated by slowly running a feather from your chin in between your breasts and all the way down to your ever-swelling mound as it just gets warmer and warmer. And then circling your breasts in turn, running the tip of it through the crease that's made when breast joins chest. And then I wonder how much you'd wriggle as I produce the ice cube of joy. Not to amateurishly smear it around, oh no, just hold it in my fingertips at first, just above your nipple, letting it drip, watching it stiffen. Then, and only then, would I lazily drag it across your skin, all around, from the pulse in your neck to the heave of your breast, down to the soft skin just by your hip. I wonder if this heinous activity would produce such filthy words to be uttered from you as I take what's left of it and terrorize your poor little kitty. And the beautiful thing is, you can wriggle all the fuck you like, but you are utterly powerless and yet loving every fucking second. And then I reach for the candle, the lit candle, and drip molten wax over your belly, watching each drop congeal and leave angry red marks as I brand you with my initials, hearing you hissing and holding your breath at times as you tense your muscles at the discomfort, but knowing you can do nothing but just take it. A potent mixture of arousal and a little pain is just currently racing around inside you, igniting further waves of desperate longing. A liberal sprinkle over your breasts is the absolute fucking cherry on top, because I made sure absolutely that each nipple, each hard, stiff nipple was drenched with wax before I gently returned the candle to the bedside table. But you have been such a very good little slut. You've called me such very rude names, each word almost spat out in a guttural and desperate tone of voice. So you deserve this present. Very gently, very slowly, climbing onto the bed between your legs spread wide. And then I get into position. But I can't resist bringing my mouth really close kitty and give it a slow and gentle, almost reverential lick. I have to admit, I'm such a terrible man. All the terrible things I've done has made it so wet, so it's glistening and pink. All I can hear is your heady musky scent as it fills the room. And I fucking love it. Wrapping it around me like a sheet. But I withdrew. And I made myself comfortable. Before sliding one finger inside you. Feeling you twitch. Hearing you moan. Gently. As your breathing changes. Becomes rapidly more ragged. Sighing with delight as I add a second just slowly moving up and down, letting you get used to the sensations that I'm creating. And then you give a mournful sigh as my two fingers go deeper inside, and I tilt my hand palm up as I slowly, oh so slowly, hook them to the roof and press harder. It was almost as if I were trying to push my whole hand inside you, and I can feel you arch your hips just a little, and you moan deeper this time as my fingertips brush against the roof of you, yet moving and searching, never still, just eager to find that little ruffled spot of flesh. And as I brush over it, I can hear you gasp and clench your kitty for me, always surprised at the intensity of that sensation when I find what I'm looking for. And then I smile, because this is gonna be fun. As my fingers return to the golden spot, your breathing gets faster and urgent, deeper, and with every exhale, a plaintive moan is dragged from inside you, trying to deal with almost literal sparks that are flying in your mind's eye every time I press and touch and rub. As I match my rhythm to you, I can feel you begin to disintegrate. That familiar trembling of your hips, and the random clenching of your floor, as I reach up to your breast and smear my free hand over it, before taking your angry nipple between my thumb and finger, breaking away that crust of wax that I had laid upon. Now quickening my pace, as I begin to see the edge that I want to push you over, it's getting so closer. I can feel the tension in your whole body building as I squeeze that nipple as hard as I can, and I make no apologies for doing so, because I know you fucking can feel you loving it. Rolling like a vice between my digits, that nipple knows it's going to get an almost blinding whiteness to add to your perceptions, and I can hear it almost making you scream now. It can't be possible, but fingers inside you press even harder, determined to wring that orgasm out of you as your thighs lock up, your hips buck crazily, your stomach muscles jumping and twitching as you arch and hold your breath. Because it was finally here. My fingers stop moving immediately. You let out the deepest groan and sucked greedily. More air is needed to quell the most intense waves of pleasure. Your kitty clenching in spasms, tightening over and over and over and over, clenching against my hand over and over. Every muscle seems to be just burning as you struggle to breathe, yet finding a way to giggle with each gasp. And my thumb gently brushing against your swollen, fat clitoris, making you jump and twitch every time that I did. And when I finally did remove myself, I put them in my mouth and sucked greedily. As you began to recover, each wave subsiding just a little bit, each clench a little gentler, and giggles turned to laughter, soft and joyful laughter. And when you opened your eyes, those beautiful, sparkling eyes, which locked with mine, as you watched me sitting there tasting the joy I just made, smelling the musk of a woman freshly fucked, and you simply uttered two simple words. You cunt.